Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many are applauding President Joe Biden and his call for unity in yesterday's inaugural address. That includes two former Massachusetts governors, one Democrat and one Republican. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Deval Patrick, the Democrat who served two terms as governor of the Commonwealth, is unambiguous.
I thought Joe Biden gave the best speech of his life.
Jane Swift, the former Republican interim governor of Massachusetts, agrees.
It was the strongest speech that I have seen Biden give.
Among the reasons the speech so impressed Patrick?
That it happened at all.
Just 2 weeks after a violent assault on the Capitol tried to shut down the certification of Biden's electoral victory. In the wake of all that, Patrick says Biden reminded Americans yesterday that democracy is as fragile as it is precious.
And in not so many words, precious enough to fight for. You know, when he talked about his willingness to work toward unity, bringing, in the words of Lincoln, his whole soul to it. And he made the point that, you know, at key times in our history, enough of us have come together to carry all of us forward.
That call to come together also impressed Jane Swift.
As a fellow Catholic, obviously I was taken with some of the references. As an American and as someone from a different party who cares greatly about the need for unity and restoring a semblance of normalcy to our country, I thought he hit all the right notes.
Given the deep divisions in America, which only deepened under 4 years of President Trump, Swift says Biden clearly has his work cut out for him. Still, she says,
the speech was a great start, and I think the powerful message around the difference between truth and facts and lies is one that is also important.
Important following a president who trafficked in alternative facts and lies. For his part, Patrick appreciates Biden's sense of optimism and determination, which made him feel both hopeful and moved. Patrick was also moved by what happened before Biden's speech.
I was holding it together until Kamala Harris took the oath. The first woman, the first Black woman, the first South Asian American. And I welled up, you know, I'm always mindful of the journey of Black people, especially Black women in this country. And I found that moment so affirming.
Biden begins his presidency facing monumental challenges, a deadly pandemic, economic distress, profound racial inequities, and a corrosive partisan divide. But yesterday, at least for a moment, a new president talked of hope and optimism, and two former governors, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, embraced his message. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.